Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this past Sunday, we moved into our new campus there at Lewis Center for the first time. I'm so grateful for all of y'all who had the opportunity to come. And thanks again for joining us online. We wrapped up our series called Beyond the Shallows, where we're looking at this reality that we learn to follow Jesus a step at a time. Simon Peter has taught us that through his life. And really, to this past Sunday, what we looked at is this reality of learning to hear God's voice, to get direction from God. And we said that really comes down to three things: engaging in the scriptures and prayer, looking at the circumstances in our lives, and then having a group of other believers that we're rolling into those realities with, that we are processing those things with. And then out of that, we see those things start to point in a direction. It's always going to take a faith step. So when circumstances and God's word and prayer and other believers point in a direction, then it's going to require some adjustments from us. Sometimes it's adjustments away from sin or selfishness or activity, you know, that God's doing in us. Sometimes it's going to be adjustments in terms of the way we live or where we live or how we're doing things, maybe a job change. It's going to be things that God's doing around us. And so we talked this past Sunday about how we've received this guidance from God recently. This incredible group of believers from the Plain City area have reached out to us over the past couple of months, and they're going to join us. We'll open up a brand new campus over in Plain City this fall, in the middle of opening up a new campus in Lewis Center, getting ready to plant a campus up in Marion. This group of believers reached out to us, offered us their facility, asked if they could join us. We were excited to have them join us. So just looking at God's activity, so the things that God began doing in our church 15 years ago, he's just now bringing into fruition today. It's just incredible to think we have a God who does immeasurably more, but we learn to follow him one step at a time. So I'm going to pray for us, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray, welcome God's presence into your life today, and watch as he's working in and around you. God, there's no way that we could know everything that you're up to, but God, it excites us as we see your activity today to know that you are up to more in and around our lives. As we look at our future, Lord, we are so grateful for the ways that you're always with us, the ways that you speak to us. Give us eyes today, God, to see what you're doing. Give us ears to hear your voice and to understand it as we come in contact with you. Thank you so much for the way you've expressed your son, Jesus, to us. It's in your name we pray, and amen. Now I want to give you the opportunity to pray. And as we wrap up, I'll just remind you that the song that our band has written, our worship ministries have produced, our creative arts team has done video work too. It'll be available for you to download music wherever you download or stream music this Friday on the 20th. It's following up with our new series that begins next week. The song is called My Story, wherever you download music. So take the opportunity to pray. Please pray for God as we roll into this new series about all that he wants to do in us.